hiring a property management company. If, after listening to this section so far, you are leaning toward hiring a property management company to professionally manage your property, then you'll need to know what to look for so you hire the best. Not all property management companies are created equal. I've compiled a list of questions I ask when I'm hiring a property management company. Believe it or not, we don't self-manage all of our properties. Often, if we don't have a presence in the market, it doesn't make sense for our management company to do the work required for just one property. So we hire it out. But as you can well imagine, we're savvy shoppers. You will be too with the following list. Property management fees. Fees run approximately 8 to 12% of gross rent for single-family properties and 4 to 8% depending on the size for multiple properties. Be skeptical of anything higher or lower. Time in business. I look for property management companies in business for at least 3 years. Accounting software and capabilities. I prefer to work with a company that has several people in their accounting department. A single person is a bad sign. I want to know what their accounting reports look like, when during the month they produce them, how they deliver them, and what their banking relationships are. I, of course, check banking references. References. In addition to checking the banking references, I get a list of all the properties the company is managing. I personally call and visit at least 5 of the properties. I don't bother with general references, as no one ever gives out the names and numbers of people who will not give glowing reports. Policies and procedures. I ask to see their policies and procedures manual so I can understand how their organization works. This document also reveals subtleties about the company's culture, management style, and employee professionalism. Professional affiliations and associations. The property management company should have memberships in local and national trade organizations, and they should also carry one or more of the following professional designations, including Certified Property Manager, CPM, Accredited Management Organization, AMO, Certified Apartment Manager, CAM, and Certified Apartment Property Supervisor, CAPS. Real Estate Licenses. Before I hire a property management company, I ask for copies of their state real estate licenses. If the property manager is licensed, you are protected by the state in the event of wrongdoing, such as commingling of rent monies, and you have recourse against their license through a sanctioned government body. Legal and background checks. I ask for the name of the firms that the company uses for evictions and for criminal and credit background checks. I won't go with a company that does not perform background checks. Vendor negotiations. Property management companies need to tell me how they have negotiated with vendors to save me money on maintenance, supplies, services, advertising, everything. When you work with a large management company, there should be economies of scale that means savings to you. Employees. I want to know who the actual individual is that will be running my building. I expect the company to run background checks and drug tests on all employees. When to fire your property manager. Realize you get what you pay for in property management, and how you treat your property management company will directly affect how they treat you. This must be a relationship of mutual respect and clear accountability. There should also be mutual trust. This is a partnership, so go into it as one. If you assume an us-against-them mentality, you will lose in the long run. A very wise man once told me that property management is a thankless job. Curious, I asked him what he meant because he clearly had many more years of experience as a professional property manager and investor. He told me the following, which I have never forgotten. There are 3 basic ways a property manager can be fired. The first way is when the property itself does not perform well. The second way to get fired is if the property does not improve its operations year to year or the operations remain the same. The third way to get fired is if the property really outperforms the investor's expectations. The reason for the firing is that the management looks easy and the property manager is not needed when the property is doing so well. The investor can do the job and save the fee. What this amusing story communicates is all too true. that property managers are at the mercy of the property owners. And as a property owner, you may feel pretty powerful. But don't abuse this power. Choose wisely in the first place. Treat each other with respect and stick with your property management partner. They, in turn, will reward you with a high level of service and the returns you are looking for. Turning your property into a revolving door of property managers is not only inefficient, it will undermine your success. Look for the long-term relationship that builds momentum and profits. But as a property owner, you have to recognize when a property management company should be fired. These are the things I won't tolerate when it comes to property management. A company that doesn't assume a partner mentality and doesn't communicate to the property owner things like market conditions that affect supply and demand. A company that neglects the physical condition of a property. If the property manager sees a piece of litter on the ground, he or she should not step over it. A company that has a high employee turnover in any area. This makes building a relationship difficult. A company that has inconsistent or incomplete reporting. Those are valid reasons to fire your property management company. I like to set the expectation level from the very beginning, right in the management agreement. Then I discuss it with the company. Many of these expectations are regulated state by state, so be aware of your state laws and do not accept any service below government standards. On the flip side, you do need to have realistic expectations. If you paid too much for the property and expect the property manager to perform miracles and bail you out, you will be disappointed. While I may be a bit biased about property managers and the very high level of service that a very good property manager can deliver, I can relate to them because these are the owners who are the focus of my property acquisitions. Invariably, properties managed by owners are full of income-generating potential because the owners just are not experienced or interested enough to manage the property right. They are prime acquisition targets. The domino effect. Property management can be characterized as a whole bunch of small decisions. Make the right choices along the way, and the road can be smooth. But make the wrong choices, take shortcuts, burn bridges, anger residents, or rip off service providers, and your challenges will be greater. It's like a domino effect, and here are some examples of what I mean.